Chapter 4. You got the tags? The supply guy had a long face, and his mouth twisted oddly when he spoke. How many bags you got there? There was a neat stack of dark bags on the shelf. Enough, he said, handing me the plastic heavy bag. What'd he do, step on a mine? Yeah. That's what happens, he said. They sneak in and plant a mine on your path and you don't know where the hell to walk. Oh. I took the bag out to where Simpson and Lieutenant Carroll waited. They lifted Jenkins by the shoulders of his uniform. Sergeant Simpson used a first aid patch to pick up something that had erupted from the hellish wound on Jenkins's chest and fallen on the ground near him. He placed it in the bag at his side. I thought I would throw up. I stood along with the other guys in the squad until the bag had been zipped up. We started back to the hooch. On the way, I looked back at the body bag again. Sergeant Simpson and Lieutenant Carroll were talking together. The body bag was at their feet. I turned away and went to the hooch. Monaco came over and sat on the edge of my bunk. For a while, he didn't say anything. Then he put his hand on my shoulder. You know him? No, I said. I just met him at the replacement company. Sometimes it goes like that, Monaco said. He started to say something else, then shrugged it off and left. I wanted to say more to him. I wanted to say that the only dead person I had ever seen before had been my grandmother. I wanted to say that when I saw her, I was ready, walking into the darkened church with the family and sitting in the first pews. But Jenkins was different. Jenkins had been walking with me and talking with me only hours before. Seeing him lying there like that, his mouth and eyes open, had grabbed something inside my chest and twisted it hard. The neat pile of body bags was waiting for the rest of us. There were enough there. The supply clerk had reached for the top one without even looking, to know that they expected that many of us would be going home in them.